And folks, can I ask? Okay, just 1 second, please. Members of the public, I would like to ask your forbearance that we will start public comment a few minutes later so that we can hear from the KPFA LSB chair and ask her some questions. We're scheduled for a half an hour of public comment. However, I do feel that whenever we have our in-person meetings, it's important to hear from the public and, of course, in this case, staff who have decided to attend. Hopefully will not have objection, but I'm perfectly willing to give additional time to the public so that everyone has an opportunity to be heard at, 2 minutes apiece, which means we'll easily run into an hour or more of public comment. But I just, if you'll bear with us for a few more minutes so that we can hear from your local LSB chair, and then we'll go to public comment right after that. I believe Otis has the sign-up sheet.
The sign-up sheet's circulating.
But just assessing the numbers in the room and the fact that there's...
Where is it?
Okay.
I anticipated frequently...
It's okay.
Yeah, I anticipated that we might need more than a half hour today. So I'm just letting you all know, please don't feel that you will be shorted on your ability to speak to us. Go ahead. And now I'd like to welcome Margie Wilkinson, chair of the KPFA Local Station Board. Go ahead, Margie. Thank you for being with us.
I want to say that I'm willing to submit my report to the PMB in writing, and I just want to make three brief comments. First of all, I want to say that I don't agree with everything Andrew Phillips said, but I am delighted that he said those things and that he invited a discussion and a conversation about these important issues. I think that's a model of leadership that we should emulate. There you go. Encourage.
One moment, Margie. Could I please ask for the same courtesy and respect for every speaker that comes up to speak to us? It is rude to continue to just talk and hold other conversations when someone is speaking. Could we please give her our attention and refrain from sidebars until after she's finished speaking? Thank you. Go ahead. Please continue.
Andrew had shared his report with me before he gave it to the PMB, and I knew that he was going to talk about a lot of numbers, and so I decided to talk about feelings, and I was going to share with you a number of ideas I have. The most important idea that I share in my report, and I will give it to anybody who wants a copy of it, is that I was elected to the board on the Save KPFA slate, and I know that's anathema to a lot of you, and that you don't want to hear the words Save KPFA, Save KPFA. Okay, I'm not going to do it anymore. But we are a group of people who ran for the slate. We had a few hundred people who were supporting us. We won the election. We won the majority status on the board. And then the morning show was taken off the air. And what happened then was that we were inundated by our supporters with requests to do something. We weren't even seated yet. And people were demanding that we do something about the fact that the morning show was taken off the air. And you need to know that, and I've gotten lots of emails from people on this board who don't want to see the emails that were forwarded to you from Save KPFA, but thousands of people responded, thousands, not a couple of hundred, thousands. Okay, we have, the majority on our LSB supports a radio station that is dynamic, that reaches a greater audience, that is is manned by both paid and unpaid people. We absolutely agree the station could not go forward without unpaid staff. On the other hand, we don't think the station can go forward without paid staff either. And that how we work together and how we manage to do this has to be worked out. And the bottom line, the most important issue, is local control. We need local control. That's the way it has to be. And that's what will work. And I was just going to say that I've been on the board since December of 2010. We've worked on two budgets, evaluated the performance of the IGM, gone through the search process for a permanent GM, and presented a pool four permanent GM to the executive director who rejected our entire pool. We're trying to figure out what to do about that now. We have never failed to make a quorum and have had a financial report at every meeting. Our financial reports have been hampered by the fact that we receive different information from our local business manager, whom the majority of us find to be a very competent and skilled manager, and the CFO and national staff. We continue to struggle through those issues. The rest of the report will come to you in writing. Thank you.
Thank you, Margie.
I'll answer questions.
Yeah. Are there questions from members of the board for Ms. Wilkinson before we move to public comment? Okay, I have Alex. And everyone try to be succinct. I have Alex, then I have Revelin and Campbell.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead, Alex. 1 minute each, please, and response time.
My response is that it struck me that this was a talk by a faction, not by a chair of a local station board. I would take the faction more seriously if they did not engage in a vicious, scurrilous campaign against Tracy Rosenberg.
It's okay.
Folks from the audience, please don't call people out of order. That's my job. And out of order to express one's opinion. It's an opinion. It is what it is. Margie, you don't need to respond to that if you didn't.
I said I was going to talk about feelings rather than facts. Thank you.
Okay. So next person is Revelin and then Campbell. Revelin.
I just wanted to, if you could just enlarge on the difference in the financial reporting, because, you know, finances is very important to us, and I wanted to get the picture.
Okay.
You mean?
Well, we have very real differences. There are numbers come to us from the national office that are not the same as are achieved by our business manager. As Andrew said in his report, there has been now for a couple of weeks a plan on the books to have a meeting to try and straighten that out. The meeting hasn't yet taken place, but we anticipate that it will take place soon. There will be a meeting between the business manager and Andrew representing the station and national staff to try and figure out why the numbers don't agree.
Okay. Thank you, Margie. Campbell. Okay.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I think that one of the things that I feel particularly an understanding for is the passion that exists here in Berkeley. And, I mean, this is the heart and soul of Pacifica. This is what gave life to Pacifica.
That's right.
And, you know, when we're discussing the notion of cuts, as I'd mentioned previously, a concern about us eating our seed that should be planted, that should be invested. I'm wondering, what would your views be in regard to, for example, one point that came up with regard to the morning programming? What would your view be insofar as this being a Pacifica kind of undertaking versus something that was totally under control locally?
Well, I absolutely believe in local control. I think each station should determine its own programming, should hire its GM and program director, and that the LSBs should be responsible, as they are under the bylaws, for evaluating the performances of those people. I also think the LSBs should be responsible for raising money for the station. But I also believe that cooperation is wonderful, and I know these are not universally held feelings, but my feeling is that the cooperation on the up front in the morning between Sonali and Brian Edwards-Tiegert is great. I really like it. I think it lends a real depth to that program. And the same thing with the evening news. I'm very glad that we're cooperating with KPFK on the evening news, and that I think that that cooperation and this, you know, the information that we get is wonderful. And that's the kind of thing I think we should do. There should be cooperation. We should share programming. Mitch Jesuit's wonderful letters and politics is broadcast on several stations and some affiliates. You know, that's good. And that's, I think, the kind of stuff that Pacifica should be encouraging and facilitating.
Okay, one last thing.
Oh, come on,
Campbell.
Make it fast, Campbell.
It's very quick.
Okay.
What of the number of questions, certainly, that I could have and that you would perhaps prefer to respond to, which one did I not ask that you feel is important?
That's okay. I've answered all the questions. I'm fine. And I'm happy to talk to anybody outside of the formal meeting process who wants to talk to me.
Thank you, Margie. I still have a couple of people. Don't leave yet.
Oh, okay.
Your presence is still desired. I have Andrea, and then Bill, and then Teresa. Oh, I'm sorry, Ken. I'm sorry, Ken is before Teresa. I apologize. It's Andrea, Bill, Ken, Teresa.
Margie, I know you to be a fair, really inclusive chairperson. I want to bring this up because of what Alex said, that, okay, you have a passion for Save KPFA, but beside that, you are a great chairperson. You bring us all in. You allow people to have time to speak. And this is really important. There's a balance to you as well. Is there something else you would like to say to Pacifica to show that you are network oriented and that you really want us to move ahead or something like that, just to let Alex and all my other colleagues here know that you are a fair chairperson, okay?
Yeah, I want to say that I was really disturbed by Alex's comments during the presentation by the local election supervisor, because I have a very different take on that story of how we got, you know, he's referring to the election supervisor for the recall election, and I don't think it was the fractiousness in Berkeley that made that happen. It was something else. But, you know, and I don't think it helps when people, you know, people who don't know me, who have never met me, send me the most vicious emails. It's like, whoa, what is going on here? And I have struggled in our board to make people keep the bad behavior outside. You know, we have to be, you know, reasonable. And I try to be even-handed. I agree. I think I was asked to run for the board because people knew that I had 40 years as a union activist at UC and that I had a lot of experience working in contentious organizations.
That's required here. Okay, Bill is next, then Ken, then Teresa. Thank you, public, for bearing with us. We will be done here soon and go to you.
Thank you. I'll try to be brief. It may sound blunt, but I mean, as he's also a representative for Save KPFA. Why, when you're sending us email from other people, do you strip out the only way we can kind of have dialogue with them? We cannot email back to them. It's obviously the emails are being selectively forwarded. We'd only get some of them. Somebody's selecting them and likely editing them. We have no way of verifying whether they're even real from real people or not. And I'd just like to know, how can you help us establish real dialogue? It seems like it's being prevented.
You know, that's an interesting question. Yes, the emails are stripped out. Some people have asked us not to forward emails because they don't want to get on email lists that they weren't ready to sign up for. And, you know, the email's a complicated thing. I agree. We try to protect the people that communicate with us, but we also have people who are willing to communicate with you directly, and they have sent emails to the PMB from their own email accounts. We tell people, do that. If you're interested in dialoguing with these people, send emails. And I don't know how many of you have responded to those. I've not heard that people are overwhelmed by responses. The fact of the matter is that every email that you receive is a real email. We do not edit them. When we get a bunch of emails in response to something that we've sent out, we forward them to you. Lately, we've sort of fallen down on that job.
How do we know that?
Because it's, well, you have to, because I'm telling you that. The fact of the matter is that we don't, we haven't been able to do that recently because we've been overwhelmed with other kinds of things. We're doing, you know, for example, the literally hundreds of emails we receive from people who didn't receive their ballots for the recall election. We've had to stop doing other things and respond to them and tell them how to contact the election supervisor and get their ballots if they're eligible to vote and so on.
Thank you. I had Ken and then Teresa Allen.
I just want to, it was pleasant to meet you and spend some time talking last night. It, you know, physical presence always increases affinity. I really appreciate it. And I want to congratulate you on the community participation that you've got. It's really outstanding. I just had a question, was how is the LSB addressing the challenge of diversity in the LSB and the station staff, which I seem to, you know, it's wanting in all stations, but it's specifically, I don't see a great deal of diversity in the staff of the LSB.
Yeah, it's a real problem, and we're very concerned about it. Of course, the station's not hiring and hasn't been hiring for a long time, so there's not been any way to increase diversity through hiring. But I think last night you met some of our apprentices who are in the apprenticeship program, and that's an extremely diverse crowd. And those are people who've come to us to learn how to do radio. Many of them go on to do radio elsewhere, like for NPR. but you know, that the fact of the matter is that the apprenticeship program is a source of great diversity in the station. And we haven't had a discussion in the LSB about diversity, but certainly I talk to my colleagues about it. We discuss it. Elections are coming up. We're trying to figure out how to draw people in. And, you know, one of the things that drives people away, of course, is their perception of the contentiousness in the organization and makes people say, I don't want to be part of that.
But is the LSB doing anything to outreach to get candidates from from more diverse communities?
We haven't done anything yet. That I'm aware of. And I did speak to the election supervisor about what his plan was for that, and I hope that we will.
Or the outreach committee.
Yeah, we have an outreach committee that does a great job of communicating with people at public events and so on.
Thank you. Teresa, we're going to wrap up in a second here, but go ahead, Teresa.
Can you hear me? Am I on?
Okay, yes, you are. Go ahead, please.
I listened to the discussion that you had on air regarding the recall, and someone asked you if it wasn't clear from the Save KPFA website that your real target was Arlene Engelhardt. Because on the website it said, our only path forward is to directly remove the supporters of Pacifica Executive Director Arlene Engelhardt, and Tracy Rosenberg has been Arlene's most ardent supporter. And the question was, well, is that really cause to recall? And the person asked, do you really want Arlene out? And you said, yes, absolutely, definitely,
Teresa?
Not a problem. This is a point of personal privilege. I too want to reiterate Bill's concern that in all my years of about 10 years off and on the national board, I've had many emails from people through portals, and never before, save KPFA, have I not had an email to respond to people. We've always had pnb@pacifica.org where people could email me, and it seems like you have mobilized people through a means to, like, register anger and what they feel is their side, but the communication is not two-way. I can't respond to them. Not that I could really easily respond to people, you know, hundreds of people emailing me, but I don't even have a chance to respond if I see something that I really disagree with. And I'm surprised that so many people buy into that, a method of, like, just spewing something without a way for me to communicate back. And I don't think that Lou Hill would agree with that. That's not really communication. So when I ask about that, and I would say, well, first, you know, free speech rights and such, I mean, I'm getting things, and you have organized you've mobilized an organization,
Teresa,
where I can't respond.
Margie, before you proceed, if you could, you're here as the chair of the LSB. I understand that you're affiliated with Save KPFA. A lot of the questions you're being asked are specific to your role in that support organization,
right,
or however it would be characterized, rather than in your official capacity for which you're speaking to the board, which is its chair. As much as you would like the question answered, Teresa, about the intent of Save KPFA towards the executive director, I do not find it appropriate that the chair of the LSB should necessarily answer that question in her capacity as chair regarding an employee of the foundation.
Well, that's why I said it was a point of personal privilege.
Point of personal privilege or not, personal privilege gets us sued all the time.
We don't.
So I would just prefer that you Speaking in your capacity as chair more so than in your capacity as any representative of SAFE KPFA, because not all questions that are being thrown your way are necessarily appropriate in the context of this conversation.
Okay, I totally accept that, and I think I already answered that question.
Thank you.
And I'm happy to dialogue with people further about
it. Yes, it just some of the territory that gets delved into is not where we need to go.
Me too. I'm happy to dialogue with people about it.
Thank
I felt
you.
I needed to say that.
I'm not even going to go there, Teresa, but I just think that, thank you.
Okay.
I had Dan Siegel had a question, please, and I do believe you did answer previously on the email issue. Dan?
Yeah,
and we're over time, so we're going to.
I'm going to be very quick. I was really appalled, Bill. I was really appalled by your kind of accusation of fabrication or plagiarism. I mean, I just can't understand where that's coming from, and I wasn't sure whether Teresa joined in on that. I mean, you know, Margie Wilkinson is a person who is almost legendary in the East Bay as a progressive, ethical person. And to think that she would be part of, or I would be part of, or any of us would be part of, telling you lies is just absurd.
Okay.
It is absurd on its face. We do not lie. I do not lie. I will tell you what I have to say, whether you like it or not. I don't, you know, I'm not going to be worried about you'll be mad at me or something like that. We are here to tell the truth, and please at least give us credit for doing that. And I don't know if I have this authority, Margie, but on behalf of SAFE KPFA, I invite you to write a letter, and we'll post it on our website.
Okay, folks.
Thank you. And just like Dan said,
just like he said. Okay, folks. And seriously, this is not a forum for the discussion of the factionalism between.
Right.
I mean, seriously. I mean, this is why Pacifica is in so much trouble, among other things. Do you have a question for her as chair?
Please. For her.
Okay, because I'm not taking any more SAFE KPFA stuff. Honestly, we're not. This is not a forum to discuss SAFE KPFA just because Margie is part of that organization. If the public wants to say whatever the public wants to say, that is your business. We're the board. She's the local chair. Please let us confine ourselves to further questions regarding chairish issues. Thank you. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Well,
I made that one up on the fly.
That was good.
No, my question is to the actual permission to forward those emails.
Okay.
That was
talk about it later.
Okay, thank you all. Is it, I think...
Just want to clarify one thing.
Margie, don't leave yet. What is it a clarification of something related to her role as chair?
Yes.
Okay.
My point was that the report we received was not a report from a chair.
Okay, please. Seriously, I'm not going to revisit
church. Alex, you haven't even received the report yet. It's right here.
Hold on.
I'm going to email
folks,
it to
folks,
you.
Folks, Margie, don't leave yet. I might have a couple of questions over there. Heather and Lavarne, and then we're going to wrap this up, and we're going to go to the public. Folks, and please, attention.
Margie, just quickly.
Thank
this
you.
Is regarding your role as chair. Sorry.
Thank you.
You were talking about the outreach committee?
Yes.
And I met someone who was involved with outreach.
Yes.
I was so impressed. I mean, I just talked with her briefly. Could you please explain just briefly how this works?
Where, sure.
How do you get members of the outreach committee, and where do they go? What do they do?
Now, that's practical. Thank you.
I don't know how we get members of the outreach committee. We send out a call, and people volunteer. What they do is they go both to KPFA-sponsored events and try and get people, because many people come to those events who are not members, and get them to sign up, give them the program grid so they can see what they might want to listen to. The other thing that, and I have participated in some of these, and the other thing that the outreach committee does is it goes to places like farmers markets. I mean, you have to understand that in Berkeley, about a quarter of KPFA's membership lives in Berkeley. You know, KPFA bumper stickers are ubiquitous in this town. So you go to, it makes sense to go to a farmer's market and try and reach people. They're interested. They sign up. They want to know more. They join on the spot. But that's not so true in outlying areas. But we do send people. The outreach committee sends people to all kinds of events, and the Progressive Festival, which is taking place in Sonoma tomorrow, will have people there from KPFA. The Green Festival, which took place in San Francisco, whatever the hell that was, when was that? Anyway, there was a KPFA table there. Those kinds of things.
Thank you, Lavarne.
I think we have a strong volunteer base.
How many members?
Well, I think there's like, you know, six or eight people who are like steady members, but we had a meeting that Andrew and I were at about a month ago, where there were like 25 people.
So to be clear, Marg, you have actually unpaid volunteer people that do outreach, not paid
right.
staff that sit at tables.
Oh, no, no, no. Unpaid
That's
volunteers.
Okay. Thank yes. you. All right. LaVarne.
Oh, yeah.
What I'd like to do, I like the idea about fundraising for the LSB. So you have ideas. I'd love you to stop in any time. After Monday, we'll be here having fun. But Tuesday, Wednesday, please stop in, and we can talk about that. And also with some of the other chairs. Maybe the chair from New York is still here. Thank you.
Yeah. I just want to say that we sort of started down this path and then we got sidetracked, but one of our ideas was to get from the station the names and contact information for people who've given a lot of money, say, over the past year, mm-hmm. and have members of the LSB call them and talk to them. Every fundraiser I've ever talked to said the most effective way of raising money is one-on-one contacts.
Sure. Thank you so
it's a little difficult when you have to explain to people why Pacifica is spending our money on things like Jackson Lewis, but we have to figure out how to work around those problems.
That's why we have to fix things. Thank you for your report, Margie. We appreciate your time with us today. Thank you, Margie Wilkinson, Chair, Local LSB.